Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome back to Flavors and Knowledge, the food learning podcast, where we strive for honest food talk and few opinions. I'm Chef Walter. Pesach 2022 is here. Passover, that is. And this episode focuses on a style of cooking that has pleasantly influenced Italy's cuisine for centuries. When related to Italian Jewish cuisine, the foods of Italy embarks on a two-way journey. There are dishes that non-Jewish Italian taste without knowing anything about the Jewish origins of the recipes. And throughout history, Jewish people have ingeniously turned Italian dishes into kosher. They do that by the division method, following the Torah's strict laws, and the division of dairy derivatives from meat in general, especially pork, rabbit, horse, camel, and others. Jewish cooking is much more intricate than simply few rules. The dishes of the ghetto of Rome, which still is the oldest in Europe, are the most recognizable as Jewish cuisines by all Italians. One predominant example is the famous artichokes called carciofi alla giudia, or perhaps the anchovy dishes. They are known as aliciotti, served with endive, and also a typical pizza berride, which is prepared during the Brit Milah, a sacred ritual in Judaism. There are many other foods correlated to all the several Jewish ghetto within the peninsula. Many dishes come from different regions, such as the Venetian sardines in Saor, or the Sicilian eggplant caponata. If you go to Tuscany, specifically in the port city of Livorno, the mullet mosaic style, or the everlasting cacciucco made with kosher safe fish, are indeed still the very popular. As far as breads and sweets, the evident sign in recognizing the Jewish origin of some specialties is the absence of yeast in several of the desserts and the sweets. From my childhood in Italy, for instance, one that returns to mind is the famous pan di Spagna, translated into bread of Spain, a delicate and a spongy cake with a debatable controversial history. Some claim that it was brought to Italy by Ambassador Domenico Pallavicini, who represented the Genoa Republic in the 18th century in Spain's courts. And supposedly Domenico brought his Spanish chefs to Italy, who prepared the coveted recipe, widely appreciated by several other European courts for its unusual texture and fragrance. Others object to the notion that Spain gave its name from the Sephardic Jews expelled by the Catholic monarchs in 1492. Eggs, almond flour, or potato starch rigorously excluded the yeast, following the Jewish tradition during the Passover. It is, however, a straightforward cake to make, and the critical steps are to whip the egg yolks carefully when combined with sugar and the folding of the egg whites, allowing the sponge to develop its emily texture. Another sweet of great importance is the bocca di dama, lady fingers. These cookies are made with the Jewish influence and with the orange blossom and fruits reminiscing of Sicilian origins. The diaspora of the Jews is a mosaic of lands and tribulations. However, wherever they settled, they form the local cuisine and an enduring legacy of flavors and ingredients that we still enjoy today. Sicily in particular remains the region that offers the most significant examples of Jewish cooking, blended with the Italian regional practices and the wealth of raw materials. Its vitality and imaginative resources have endured the times and continuous journey into the palates of everyone. Italian Jewish cooking is the bittersweet flavor of life, vinegar, honey, and dried fruit found in savory sweets, appetizers, and snacks. Every Italian Jewish dish has a story to tell, a time to remember, and a future to protect. A typical combination is the frisin sal, known also as the wheel of the pharaohs, a concoction of noodles, tiny meatballs, raisins, and pine nuts. Frisin sal tells the remarkable history through the form, ingredients, and smells of food, intimately intertwined in the process of cognitive synesthesia. All Jewish mothers in the Italian ghetto taught the Hebrew alphabet to the children by drawing letters with honey, associating learning with the sweetness. On the contrary, Italian mothers borrowed ideas and techniques from the Jewish counterparts by assimilating vegetables and ingredients new to them. Many vegetables consumed by Italians are indeed Jewish in origin. Think of artichokes, fennel, bitter endive, dandelion, and many others that have appeared and still appear on Italian tables for centuries, but there is really nothing Italian about them. There are Jewish-inspired gastronomic gifts. Think of eggplant, for instance, a staple in many of the southern Italian regions. Its name in Italian is melanzana, which when dissected becomes mela insana, or unhealthy apple when translated. And every time we make a dish based on eggplant, we usually sprinkle salt on the flesh and place the slices under a plate, pushing the bitter and dark water out. We are essentially kosherizing the eggplant, removing their unwanted flavors, turning them sweeter and palatable. The Jews apply that process to all of their cooking practices, especially when they run a kosher kitchen. The pleasant combination of flavors is the result of frequently forced migrations throughout the world. The Sephardic and the Ashkenazi Jews are responsible for many of the aromas, delightful fragrances, and exotic spices we enjoy in our daily dining routines. And every time you use cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, honey, rose water, and many more, remember that there were elements of Jewish culinary traditions that we fortunately have borrowed. In an Italian typical Passover Seder, even though Passover Seder essentially ritual tradition remains the same, such as drinking 4 cups of wine, eating matzah, the unleavened bread, and reclining in commemoration of freedom, there is an Italian influence into the observance. And here are the 6 traditional items on the Seder for an Italian style. First is the maror and charoset, which you can do by combining a selection of bitter herbs, the symbol of the bitterness from the Egyptian slavery. Then we have the Italian haroset, a mixture of ground dates, oranges, raisins, and dried figs, blended in a form of a paste. It substitutes the traditional haroset, a brown compound that stands for the mortar used by the Jewish slaves to build pyramids. Then we've already mentioned the carciofi alla Giudia, the deep-fried Jewish-style artichoke, a specialty of the Roman ghetto, as a replacement of the carpas. Also, mazzo lasagne, they are known also as mazzagne, prepared with vegetables, mazzo, and lamb meat, which traditionally constitutes the zra. It is the only element of heart on the center plate, symbolizing the Korban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice, a lamb offered in the Jerusalem temple, roasted and eaten on the Seder night. For some reason, even the stracciatella soup, makes the list, an egg drop soup that stands for the conventional beitza, a roasted hard-boiled egg, a metaphor of korban, the festive sacrifice, and the morning after the destruction of the temple. You may add also a Sephardic salad, in which you can use romaine, dill, and green onion with a red wine vinaigrette. These are some of the things that you will find in a typical Italian Passover set of plates. Italian Jews observe with vigor, joy, devotion, and enthusiasm to cut the 3 cakes of matzah and split the larger pieces of matzo known as a afikoman, which is consumed as a dessert. Indeed, the word is a Greek word meaning that which comes after, or simply dessert. Happy Passover. And that is all for this episode of Flavors and Knowledge, and a Passover for this 2022. Please follow this podcast on anchor.fm or any of your preferred platforms. Follow us on YouTube under the Chef Walter's Cooking School page for a brief educational videocast. In addition, our website, Flavors and Knowledge, will offer all the necessary information on our services, products, and programs. And if you are in for a new vacation, you may want to consider our food tour, which occurs about 4 times a year into Italian regions. www.flavorsandknowledgetours.com. If you're in a kitchen today or tonight, always keep your eyes on the fire, and we'll reconnect on the next round for another interesting food talk and few opinions. As always, invest in your health through food first. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.